Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. My name is Russ Earle, and I'll be your speaker. This program is a work of the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma, and we are thankful that you're here with us today. Today, our topic, while we're together, is what is a Christian? We want to look at just a few things about what a Christian is or is not. So first, we're going to look at what is a Christian. Well, we see in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, that a Christian is a new creature in Christ. That is, they put off the old person, they become a new person, a new creature in Christ, someone who is striving to live a life that's now pleasing in the sight of God. A Christian is also a member of the body of Christ. If they are a member of the body of Christ and they are a member of His church, having obeyed the gospel plan of salvation, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 20, they are a member of the body of Christ. In Galatians 3, verse 27 also tells us, all those who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. A Christian is someone who is living the new life. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 9. Living the new life, that is a life that's now pleasing in the sight of God, a life that's not full of sin, but a life that is full of righteousness and trying to do those things which are pleasing in the sight of God. What are some things a Christian is not? Well, a Christian is not merely a good person or a person with a good heart. We see this in Acts chapter 11 and verse 14. A person who is a Christian is more than just a good person. They are a person who has obeyed the gospel plan of salvation. That is, they have heard the word of God. They believe in Christ as the Son of God. They have repented of their sins. They have confessed that Christ is the Son of God publicly. They have been immersed in the watery grave of baptism for their sins to be washed away. Acts 2, verse 38, and they are now striving to live faithfully to God. That is a Christian. So they're not merely a good person. And a Christian is not any religious person. Acts 17 and verse 22, we see they were very religious, but they were not following God. In fact, the Bible tells us they even had a shrine there to the unknown God. But a Christian is not just any religious person, but it is a person who is following the New Testament pattern and following the commands of God found within the New Testament. A Christian is also a faithful Christian, is one who is a doer of the Word of God. They respect and study God's word. In James 1 verse 22 through 25, we see a Christian is a doer of the word, and that person is blessed. We see a Christian is also someone who studies the word of God. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, when you study, show thyself approved unto God. So a Christian is one who respects and studies God's word. A Christian is also someone who follows God's instructions. And we see in Matthew 7, verse 21, that we are to do the will of the Father who is in heaven, to do His will, not our own. We see in John 14 and verse 15, we are to keep His commandments if we love Him. We also see that a faithful Christian is one who worships in spirit and in truth, and this is a priority for the Christian. In Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25, we see a Christian is one, a faithful Christian is one who worships in spirit and truth and does so by not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. They come together with the saints. We also see that one who worships in spirit and truth has the attitude that they are glad when it's time to come together to worship God. Psalm 122 and verse 1. We also see a faithful Christian is one who prays frequently and fervently. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 tells us we to pray without ceasing. And Colossians 4 and verse 2 encourages us to continue in prayer. So a faithful Christian is one who also prays frequently and fervently. A Christian is also someone who represents Christ, that is, they are a godly influence. And Matthew 5 and verse 16 tells us that Christians are the light of the world. Christians also who represent Christ and are a godly influence are those who walk as children of light. And we see this in Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11. Faithful Christians are also those who love righteousness and truth. In Matthew 5 and verse 6, we see they are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. In Psalm 1 and verses 1 through 3, we see that a faithful Christian is one who delights and meditates in the law of God. A faithful Christian is also one who opposes evil and error. We see in Ephesians 5, verse 10, they are to prove what is acceptable. And in verse 11, they are to have no fellowship with darkness. By opposing evil and error, they oppose the doctrines of men. As we see in Matthew 15 and verse 9, they oppose the doctrines of men, but uphold the doctrines of God. A faithful Christian is one who has control of his tongue. In Colossians 4 and verse 6, we see that we are to have speech that is always with grace. And in James 3 and verses 5 through 8, we are warned that the tongue is small, but it is very dangerous, and so we must do our best to control our tongue, to watch our speech. A faithful Christian is one who cares for the lost. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, we are told to go and teach all nations. And in Galatians 6 and verse 1, we are told to restore the erring and the falling brother, those who are willing to come back and do that which is pleasing and do that which is necessary to be made again right in the sight of God. A faithful Christian is also one who remains steadfast. They endure and they are faithful. And 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 tells us to be steadfast and unmovable. In Ephesians 4 and verses 14 through 16, we are told not to be tossed to and fro by the doctrines of men. And finally, in Revelation 2 and verse 10, we are told to be faithful unto death, and we will receive a crown of life. A Christian is someone who has obeyed the gospel. A Christian is not someone who is just merely a good person. And a faithful Christian is one who respects and studies God's word. They follow God's instructions. They worship in spirit and in truth. They pray frequently and fervently. They represent Christ as a godly influence. They love righteousness and truth. They oppose evil and error. They control their tongue. They care for the lost, and they remain steadfast, endure. They remain steadfast, and they endure, and they are faithful to the end. We hope you have enjoyed this broadcast with us today, and as always, we close with Hebrews 3 and verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Thank you, and we'll see you again next time.